I was torn. I love the work I was doing, but I love my son more. And wouldn't it be great if I could find a way to do both?
Podcasting from WealthWave Studios in Johns Creek, Georgia, this is Leadership Now, the official vision and strategy podcast of WealthWave.
Well, it's wonderful to be with you all today and talk to you about a question that plagues a lot of us, and especially women. And that is, can we have it all? Women and men struggle with this question. Work-life balance, all of the things that we've got to take care of. Can we have it all? So I actually started my career almost 35 years ago as a fourth grade school teacher. And I loved being a fourth grade school teacher, but it really was low compensation. And I love school teachers and admire them because they really are not compensated for the service they provide. I was a fourth grade school teacher, and it wasn't like I could be promoted to fifth grade school teacher. I mean, it was really a low bar when it came to compensation, but a lot of rewards in other ways. So I decided to go back to school, and I studied and became a lawyer. And I loved being a lawyer, and it gave me the ability to help people, much like I did as a school teacher, and earn more compensation. I was very fortunate to spend most of my legal career as in-house counsel for the Transamerica companies in the United States. And the last 4 years at Transamerica, I was very honored to serve as president of Transamerica's largest broker-dealer in the United States. In fact, we grew to be in the top 1% of all broker-dealers in the country based on the number of registered representatives that we had. And that was great. I was president of this very large, purposeful, mission-driven company working with amazing people in our home office and in the field. I was traveling all around the country and actually all around the world talking to people about finances, and it was incredible. I was compensated very well, and I was basically living the American dream. Now, a lot of people think about that. Joining one of those large corporations, Transamerica is one of the largest financial services companies in the world. People think about joining a large corporation, climbing the corporate ladder, and achieving that very high level of success. I was president of one of the largest broker-dealers in the United States. And in fact, this time is better for women than ever. More women are graduating from high school, from college. More women are earning postgraduate degrees than ever. Women make up almost half of the United States workforce, and women are more than half of the management positions in S&P 500 companies. That is great, isn't it? But we are just 11% of the top earners, 20% of the board seats, and 5% of the CEO positions. So, what happens? Well, a few things happen. First of all, most of the important business decisions that are made by companies are not made in the meetings. They may be formalized in the meetings, but they're not made in the meetings. Those big decisions are frequently made on the golf courses, at the business dinners, or enjoying cigars and cognac after all of that. And so as a woman, I learned how to play golf, and I really stink at it. But you don't have to be great at golf. You just kind of have to know the rules so you don't get your shadow in somebody's line of drive or whatever. And so you call everything by the right name. And, you just have to know the rules and to be able to be play decently. Now, I have been fortunate enough to play some of the best golf courses around the United States. I've played Valhalla, I've played Wingfoot, I've played Caves Valley, I've played in Hawaii and California, and that's where the business decisions are made. And I suck at golf. I'm horrible at it. So that's one thing. Now, another thing is the business dinners that happen at the end of the day, maybe after golf or after a big meeting or something like that. If you are the only woman sitting at the table, and oftentimes you will be when you're playing at that level, you will be handed the wine list. And you better know how to order wine or they will look at you funny. And some of them are really particular about their wines. And you can't just order the most expensive one. That's an amateur move. You've got to like have finesse about it. So you've got to learn about how to order wine properly. Even if you don't like wine, even if you don't drink wine, that's part of it. Now, the last one is the cigars and cognac afterwards. Now, I like good cognac, but I could never get the hang of cigars. And so you just have to kind of be able to stand cigar smoke. Now, I know that the corporate world in a lot of ways is changing. And some of this is changing, but for women, it's not changing fast enough. And so for women, we have to understand that the big decisions are not made at the meeting. We can be brilliant at the meeting, but we've got to be on the golf course, we've got to be at the business dinner, and we've got to be enjoying cognac and tolerating the cigar smoke afterwards. Now, for me, I got through all of that, and I had the best time on the golf courses and at business dinners. But for me, the big problem was the 24/7. When you are a corporate executive, and this is really what's going to impact women, you are that corporate executive 24/7. I was president 24/7. I always had to be available. Our business was coast to coast. And so when it's 6 o'clock on the East Coast, or when it's 9 o'clock on the East Coast, it's 6 o'clock on the West Coast. And we know in our business, in financial services, we do most of our work at night. And so I'd be handling calls from the West Coast in the late hours of night. And so when you are an executive, it's 24/7, and that is really, really hard for women. Now, this is a quote from Mary Matlin. She was the assistant to President George W. Bush, and she was a counselor to Vice President Dick Cheney. When she was asked why she resigned from such an important and powerful position, she said, "I finally asked myself, who needs me more? And that's when I realized it's somebody else's turn to do this job. I'm indispensable to my kids, but I'm not close to indispensable in the White House." Our children, our families rely on us. And for women and men, but a lot of women may feel it more prominently, the importance of being around your child. Now, for me, my son, when I was president of the broker-dealer, was 8 or 9 years old. And this was a great time in his life, but I was traveling all around the country, all around the world, talking to people about finances, and I wasn't there for him at his recitals to pick him up from school. All of those really important things for him. When asked why she resigned, Anne Marie Slaughter, who was the first woman director of policy planning under Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, she said, "Working long hours on someone else's schedule, I could no longer be both the parent and the professional I wanted to be." And that's how I felt. I was torn. I loved the work I was doing, but I love my son more. And wouldn't it be great if I could find a way to do both? So I went from being a corporate executive to being a business owner. I started my own law firm, and I started my own financial business with WealthWave. Now, I still work, it seems, 24/7. If you're in this business, you know what it is to be helping clients, to be working with teammates. But you know what? I took my son to school every day. I picked him up from school every day. I went to every band recital. I went to every basketball game. I was there for him when he needed me. When he got sick, I didn't fret about who was going to take care of him so I could go to the office. I was home with him, and I worked from home. If I had to be at the office, my son came with me, and he did his homework in the office. I took him to meetings with me, and now he can recite the Rule of 72 better than a lot of other people I know. And so it was such a benefit for him to learn about financial services, watching me build my business in financial services, watching me take care of my family and my business at the same time. You know, I speak to a lot of women in business school, and I was actually speaking at a university in Colorado this past March, and I was asked by one of the students, how do you find work-life balance? This woman, she was crying because she wanted to figure it out, and I told her, you know, there were two women who worked in the White House who couldn't figure it out. I was president of one of the largest broker-dealers in the country, and I couldn't figure it out. The only thing that any of us could do was start our own business or take control of our own schedule. And so for me, I have found that to be key. Barbara Krumzik, who is an amazing woman in financial services, she was the former chair, president, and CEO of Calvert Investments. And in 2016, she received the Lifetime Achievement Award from the mutual fund industry. She said, avoid others' advice or judgments on having it or not having it all. Women should do what is best for them, own it, and declare it. And so, can we have it all? It is what you define it. You get to define what that means for you and your family and your business. For both men and women, women have struggled with this question, but I know fathers who have done the same thing. And so for all of us, we get to define what it is to have it all. So the answer to the question is yes. If we're figuring out what the answer is, then I'm going to guess the answer is yes.
Thanks for listening to Leadership Now, the official podcast of WealthWave. If you like our show and you want to know more, check out wealthwave.com/podcast, or you can leave us a review on iTunes. Join us each week as we talk about the topics you'll need to help you grow as an entrepreneur and succeed in the financial business with WealthWave.